This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The Rambam in Hilchos Deos, Parak Gimel, speaks about the kavanah that one should have when one fulfills their regular mundane activities. So, for example, in Halacha Beis, the Rambam says that when one sits in their house or gets up or speaks, it should all be with the kavanah in order leida es Hashem. So, for example, the Rambam says when one eats and drinks, one should not think that they're eating and drinking merely for personal pleasure, because otherwise they'll just eat things that taste good or sweet that may not be healthy for the body. But rather, one should be mechaven kedei lahavrois gufay veivarav bovad, in order to give strength and health to one's body. And the Rambam continues in Halacha Gimel, and here the Rambam says something that always struck me. The Rambam says that when having children, one should not think that they'll have banim oisin malachdoi to do his bidding, va'amelim letzarchai, and work for him. Ein zu darach toiva. So perhaps then the Rambam, one would think, would say, but rather one should have children to fulfill the mitzvah pruravu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded. But the Rambam adds something very interesting. The Rambam says that one should rather have a child, v'yasim aliva shi'aloi ben, perhaps this child will be a great wise man and he'll be a tzaddik and a gadol among Klal Yisrael. Why does the Rambam need to add that in? That one's kavana should be to have a child, maybe there'll be a gadol in Klal Yisrael. That would seem to be somewhat of an unconnected kavana to the mitzvah of Pruravu. There's one mitzvah of Pruravu. And there's another concept that one needs to teach their children Torah, but the two mitzvahs one would not necessarily think are interrelated. Why would the Rambam say that part of the kavana of having children is ula yiyah chacham v'gadol b'Yisrael? Today is Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan. It has become very popular from the Shlach HaKadosh that today is mesugal to daven for the success of one's children, especially in the area of Yer Shamayim and Limud HaTorah. The Shla writes that it should be shagor b'fi avaim, it should be fluent and frequent in the mouth of a father and mother to pray for the spiritual success of their children. And the Shla gives specific intervals that one should pray for the success of one's children. When you say Berchas HaTorah, b'niya anachnu v'tzatzo'enu, the Shla says, when you say in Ahavarabba, Avinu Avrachaman, when you say v'seim b'libeinu lahavinu l'haskel, one should be mechavein for the success in Torah of one's children. Likewise, the Shla says, when you say nuvalatzion l'man loyniga l'rik v'lanei l'bahala, one should be mechavein for the success of one's children. But the Shla says, libi oimerli, my heart tells me that of all the days of the year, it is today, Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan, which is most mesugal for one to pray for their children. In fact, the Shla HaKadosh composed a special tefillah to say, especially today on Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And in this tefillah, I believe, the Shla unlocks the secret to the Kavanah of the Rambam. The Shla says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you were here before the world was created, and you created the world, and you created the world, begin lehishtamayda elakus v'emtsos taras chakdosha. You created the world to that it should be known your divinity and godliness through the agent of the Torah. Therefore, Chazal say, on Bereishis, Bishvil Torah, and Bishvil Yisrael. Meaning, the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world for the Jewish people to be able to learn Torah. The Shla continues, and in order to keep the world going, and in order for the Torah to continue, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us two mitzvahs, says the Shla, you wrote in the Torah Pruravu, and you wrote in the Torah Velimadatem Oisam Esbenechem. Says the Heilige Shla HaKadosh, V'hakavana b'shtehen echas. The intent in these two mitzvahs, the Pruravu and Velimadatem, it's one kavana. That is, Kiloy l'soyu v'arasa ki'im l'sheves. The world was not created to be desolate, but to be inhabited. V'lechvayda barasa yatzarta afasiz, was created for your honor, in order that shaniya anachnu v'tzatzo'enu v'tzatzo'i kalam chabes Yisrael yoydei shemecha. In other words, the Shla learns that there are two mitzvahs, Pruravu and V'limadatem Oisam, two mitzvahs, having children and teaching them Torah, but it's one mitzvah. The mitzvah is having a child to be able to teach Torah, and then through that child will promulgate Yediyas Hashem Ba'olam. Therefore, the Rambam in Hilchos Deos says that when one has a child, one should not just be mechaving to have the child because Hashem said so. Understand that there's another dimension of the mitzvah peruvu, and part of the mitzvah peruvu, as the Shlach explains, is v'limadetem oisam. And therefore the Rambam says, one should be mechaven to have a child, not just to teach Torah to on a minimal level, but ula yia chacham v'gadol v'Yisrael. So may we all be zoicha to tap into the power of today, to be zoicha that Ribbono Shel be mekabel all of our tefillos, that all of our children should be yoidei shemecha v'loimdei sarsecha l'shma, Shataka will be zoicha, that all of our children will be chachamim ugedoilim b'Yisrael.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.